Jesus was handsome. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus was handsome. How about that? We never really think about Jesus being handsome, do we? We never really think about him having a good-looking physique. Ah, yes, he was normal. He had a gentle, loving face. Usually, we think of him with long hair and a beard. And we think of children today, anybody who wants long hair and a beard, we think of them sort of hippie-ish and sort of strange. We had a period where the long hair and the beards came in, and then they went out, and then they came in, and then they went out. But Jesus was always in our image as having a long beard and long hair. Now, why do we have that image of him? He's a handsome guy. He didn't need to have a beard and long hair to add to his handsomeness. But why did he have the beard and why did he have the long hair? Well, in the Hebrew teachings, in the Jewish philosophy, and Jesus was a rabbi, all the rabbis had long hair and beards. That was sort of a symbol of their maturity, a symbol of their adult quality, a symbol of their wisdom, a symbol of their genius, a symbol of who they are. Now, the white hair, the long hair, that is, and the beard, did not make them wise, did not make them intelligent, did not make them superior, but did make them into a very distinguished-looking gentleman. And because they lived short lives, and they were in their 30s when all of them passed away, because that was the lifespan in Bible times, up to the age of 30. And after 30, they were becoming old people. In fact, they were ancient. But Jesus was a handsome man. His handsomeness showed right through his beard and right through his long hair. It showed through the twinkle in his eye, because he always looked at the world and found joy in the world. He always looked at the world and found peace in the world. He always looked at the world and found beauty in the world. He looked at the world and found lovely things in the world, because that was what it was all about. And that's what he was all about. He was pure love, unconditional love. Now, can you imagine someone who is unconditionally loving not being handsome? Jesus would have to be handsome, because he taught love. He taught unconditional love. He taught the sparkle in your eye. He taught the happiness. He taught the joy, the peace, and he taught the harmony of all good things. He taught everything that was good and beautiful. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he was. He was all that is good and beautiful and wonderful right now. That's who he was. Now, what do you teach? Do you teach this same thing? Do you live the same thing? Do you live this? Whenever you have a happy look on your face, are you handsome? Are you beautiful? Oh my, yes. Whenever you have a smile on your face, are you handsome? Are you beautiful? Did you ever see an ugly-looking person with a smile on their face? Did you ever see a non-handsome-looking person or a non-beautiful-looking person with a smile in their face? Smile in their heart? What is it our charisma is? Our charisma is our handsome quality. Our charisma is our smile on our face. Our charisma is the goodness that's in our heart. Our charisma is the allness that we are. Jesus was and is a charismatic being, living eternally, showing us the harmony and the beauty of a good life at all times, of living a life so lovingly, so forgivingly, so beautifully, that all the world looks upon him and thinks only thoughts of peace. Oh, there will be those who will look at the peace-goer and say, I don't want him in my world, because they are interested in war. but they'll be hard put to stay interested in war when the peacemaker is there. When you and I live with our charisma showing at all times, as we do, we will be living as a peacemaker. We'll be living with unconditional love. We'll be living like Jesus the Christ. We'll be living with a happy heart. We'll be living with love in our being, so powerful, so beautiful, so wonderful, that we could never have dreamed possible that it could be that way. And yet, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, and it is so very wonderful, so very beautiful, so very fulfilling. Jesus was a handsome man. And his handsome qualities were not necessarily what we always remember. We remember his beard and his mustache, his long hair. We remember that he had a robe, a seamless robe, but we don't really remember the robe. The robe was there because we were told that it was there. The beard and mustache, long hair, that was there because we were told that it was there. But what is it that we always think of when we're thinking of Jesus, when we're thinking of the man? We're always thinking of that he was a good, lovely person. He was a handsome person. He was a thoughtful person. He was the kind of person that made everyone feel joyful to be around him, joyful to be near him. What does a handsome person do in your life? A handsome person in your life is a person that you feel good to be around. You feel charmed to be in their presence. When a person is beautiful, when a person is glorious, when a person is very special, you feel very good to be in their presence. This is how all of the disciples were, and this is how all of the people were who came to be in the presence of Jesus. They felt very, very good. They felt very, very happy. They felt very, very significant that everything was in divine order and that all was going exactly the way it should. They knew it. They saw it. It was so. You and I can have the same type of life that Jesus the man had. We can walk around with a smile on our face, with happiness in our heart. We can walk around with our handsome, beautiful qualities shining forth unto all the world. And as we do this, we are blessed multiply. We are given the greatest gift that could ever be given to anyone. As we give a smile, the world gives a smile back to us. As we give our handsome quality, the world is handsome to us. As we give our beauty quality, the world is beautiful back to us. We live by principle. We live every moment of our life. And we know, indeed, that Jesus is a very handsome man. And you and I are very handsome too. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.